Hello, and welcome to another episode of Sanctuary Shorts. I'm your host, Matt Dozier. This week, we've got a fascinating story about one of the biggest naval defeats in U.S. history. In fact, it was so one-sided, it's almost hard to call it a battle. And the location just might surprise you. The year is 1942. America is at war. With fighting raging in both the Pacific and the Atlantic, most of the nation's naval power is tied up in operations thousands of miles from home. So when Hitler's Navy sends nearly two dozen U-boats to raid shipping lanes along the eastern seaboard, things go badly for the U.S. Really badly.
The Germans were able to just sit there and watch the shadows of these huge oil tankers and merchant ships go by, and they would just sit there and torpedo them. I mean, they called it the happy hunting season. They called it the American hunting season, the turkey shoot, essentially. And it was a major defeat for us.
That's Mark Fowler, director of a National Geographic special titled Hitler's Secret Attack on America, which follows a team of NOAA scientists as they search for clues from this untold piece of World War II history known as the Battle of the Atlantic.
We were literally left with almost nothing on our East Coast. We basically had to put together a ragtag group of former fishing ships and yachts and crazy hodgepodge vessels and planes dropping depth charges out of their windows. You know, we basically had to fend for ourselves with very little to protect us.
Working essentially unopposed, the U-boats laid waste to American merchant shipping up and down the East Coast. Residents of coastal towns reported seeing the fires from torpedoed vessels burning against the night sky. More than 200 ships and upwards of 2,000 lives were lost to U-boat attacks in the opening months of 1942.
It's been said that what happened off the coast in the Battle of the Atlantic was as big a loss as Pearl Harbor, and actually a bigger loss.
And yet, many Americans have never heard of this conflict that brought the horrors of World War II right to our shores. Even during the war, widespread propaganda discouraged citizens from talking about the fighting, ostensibly to keep sensitive information from reaching the Germans. Fowler offers another possible explanation.
I think the government knew that if they told the American public that up to 23 U-boats were sent during Operation Drumbeat, if they knew that they were just sitting there torpedoing our merchant marine vessels and fighting our small ships that were defending us, they would have been terrified. There was a lot of propaganda about loose lips sink ships, you know, do not talk about what's happening or you will be putting our soldiers in danger. And to me, that propaganda campaign helped to cover up the battle that was happening right on our East Coast.
It's that aura of mystery that Fowler says captured his imagination and inspired him to work with NOAA on the documentary.
The general public really doesn't know the story of the Battle of the Atlantic. And I think that is the exciting part of telling the story, is that it's very unknown. And I think Joe and all of his dive team and all of his scientists, they've been uncovering this story for 5 years. And that's what, for me, was the really exciting part.
Joe is Joe Hoyt, a maritime archaeologist with NOAA's Monitor National Marine Sanctuary, who led the expedition featured in the National Geographic documentary. Here's Joe.
The expedition that we had with National Geographic was really sort of the culmination of several years of previous research. We've been looking into all the World War II wrecks that existed off of North Carolina starting in 2008. We learned about this really great story, which is the Battle of a Convoy KS-520.
In July 1942, this convoy of merchant ships and a handful of military escorts was attacked by a U-boat off North Carolina. In the documentary, Hoyt's team of archaeologists, divers, and historians battle rough seas and technical challenges as they try to piece together the location of this deadly clash using historical records from the ships that were involved, which, as it turns out, is a lot harder than it sounds.
Everybody's kind of got a little bit of a different perspective. The navigation being what it was in the 1940s, all the positions for the action report, once you plot them on modern charts, it sort of gives you a scattering of where people said certain things happened.
On top of the scientific challenges involved, Hoyt says being on camera constantly added another interesting dimension to the mission.
We had almost 3 months of over-the-shoulder access that was given to the National Geographic team, which is great, but it also creates more stress. There's more going on. And then, of course, you know, nobody wants to look like an idiot on film, so there's been an extra level of self-awareness as well.
All joking aside, Hoyt said he welcomed the opportunity to share this little-known but incredibly significant part of our nation's maritime heritage with the world.
One of the things that is really cool about this film is that, you know, it's real science. There's real good work that we're doing, but in the same time, we're able to bring people along on that discovery and hopefully get people engaged in ocean science in general, raise some awareness about what our program does. I think it's just a positive message all around.
Fowler says that's exactly what he tried to capture when he was making the film.
When we dive into history on a modern-day expedition, we're really able to uncover an unknown path that that also informs us about today. So for me, it's really exciting to dive in and sort of rediscover these untold stories.
Stories like that of the Merchant Marines, who suffered appallingly high casualties during this part of the war.
If you look at the ships that were sunk during the Operation Drumbeat and the following waves of U-boat attacks on the East Coast, most of those people, thousands of lives, were lost from the Merchant Mariners. They were sitting ducks, and I hope this film can bring awareness to the Merchant Mariners and obviously what NOAA Marine Sanctuaries does on a daily basis and also what happened there in 42 and some of the lessons we learned.
The film is Hitler's Secret Attack on America. It premieres Wednesday, February 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern on the National Geographic Channel. A big thanks to Lainey Mebist, who recorded the interviews with Mark Fowler and Joe Hoyt. And you can find out more about the Battle of the Atlantic at monitor.noaa.gov. This has been another episode of Sanctuary Shorts, brought to you by NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries. I'm Matt Dozier, and thanks for listening.